Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I am Onnala Tani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Governor Yadav says Bharat Scouts and Guides is a voluntary, non-political and educational movement for young people. CMO Kohima, Dr. Konyak says Health Department is committed to uphold health care as a fundamental right. Nagaland Jail Committee conducts joint inspection at central and district jails. And Tupima and Ungma villages celebrate 25 years of brotherhood. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland, Nandkishore Yadav, was inducted as the chief patron of the Nagaland State Bharat Scouts and Guides. The ceremonial program was held at Dr. Imkongliba Au Hall, Lok Bhavan, Kohima today. Addressing the event, the governor expressed sincere appreciation for the commendable work carried out by the organization. He said he accepts the role with humility and a strong sense of responsibility, adding that being associated with a movement that has for decades shaped the character, discipline and leadership qualities of young people is indeed a privilege. He described the Bharat Scouts and Guides as a voluntary, non-political and educational movement for young people open to all without distinction of origin, race or creed. Rooted in the vision of Lord Baden-Powell, who founded the Scouting movement in 1907, he said it continues to inspire generations across the world. The governor said that in today's rapidly changing world, where young minds are exposed to numerous challenges and distractions, the role of organizations like the Scouts and Guides become even more vital as it teaches teamwork, integrity and environmental responsibility. Encouraging the young Scouts and Guides, Mr. Yadav urged them to uphold the Scout promise and law not only during activities but in their everyday lives and to reflect values of honesty, kindness and courage through their actions. Chief Medical Officer CMO Kohima, Dr. N. Lemnye Konyak today said the Department of Health and Family Welfare is committed to providing the best services to the public to uphold health care as a fundamental right. Addressing the newly renovated Kitsubozu Sub-Center Kohima, he urged the public to avail the services and called upon the staff to diligently serve the community so as to create a healthier and stronger community.
Today it is a profound privilege and a great honor to stand before you to inaugurate what is essentially our community's newest safeguard for that crown. The Kitsubozu Sub-Center today is not simply about cutting a ribbon in front of the building. It is a momentous milestone for the citizens of this colony.
Dr. Konyak said the inauguration of the new building marks the next phase in its growth, made possible through financial support from the 15th Finance Commission under the 2021-2022 health grants. The CMO informed that the center is currently manned by 9 staff members, including 1 ANM, 2 dais, 5 medical attendants and 1 dresser, and urged them to serve with dedication, empathy and honesty. On communitization, he said that following the Nagaland Communitization of Public Institutions and Services Act 2022, health services have become a shared responsibility between the government and the community and called for active public participation in awareness, support and health promotion activities.
Itu amikan sahaja ni, amikan sub-center itu ikunai mana amikan bahagian yang berlaku. Amikan lepada range of services ni, amikan yaitu ki paribu itu sub jadi kuri lagi. Yaitu napara kia se itu ye higher center dan different kuri lagi. Kile mana just mere fever kile amikan you have to go to higher private hospital. You have to spend a lot of money on there. Itu kan dah kuri gini. Basic ki paya se 12 packages kami kan yang dapat dia se. Itu ni mana community kan itu avail kuri lagi.
Reiterating that health care is a fundamental right under Article 21, he urged all stakeholders to protect the institution as a public asset and make full use of the services provided. A jail committee comprising officials from the Nagaland State Legal Services Authority, Prison Department and Judiciary conducted a joint inspection and legal awareness program at Central Jail Chumukedima and District Jail Dimapur today. The team reviewed jail conditions, inmate welfare and legal aid services. At Central Jail, which houses 185 inmates, the committee noted ongoing vocational training programs and recommended improved hospital security infrastructure. Legal awareness sessions were held to inform inmates of their rights and case updates. At District Jail, with 68 inmates, the committee suggested improved barracks, sanitation facilities and rehabilitation infrastructure. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. In a landmark event aimed at strengthening friendship, peace and unity, the 25th anniversary 2001 to 2026 of the Renakreto Mong Aksu Brotherhood between Tupema Village Kohima and Ungma Village Mokokchung was celebrated today at Ungma. Held under the theme "To Bolster Amity," the historic Silver Jubilee drew top state leaders and traditional representatives to champion a united Naga future. Chief Minister Nipuryo attended as chief guest, with former Chief Minister S.C. Jamir as honored dignitary and Nagaland Assembly Speaker Sharingin Longkumar as chief host. Mr. Rio inaugurated the anniversary monolith and highlighted the need to preserve Naga culture and expand unity across tribes. He noted that the Brotherhood initiative conceived with Mr. Jamir aimed to foster peace among Aus, Angamis, Denimiers and all Nagas. In his speech, Mr. Jamir called for urgent unity, cautioning against rising tribalism, factionalism and materialism. He urged for a renewed collective vision for peace and progress. In a symbolic gesture, Ungma Village donated land to the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, Central Nagaland Tribes Council and Tenimier Union, Nagaland. The two villages also adopted the Ungma Declaration, reaffirming their commitment to lasting friendship and cooperation. The Indian Red Cross Society Nagaland State Branch, IRCSN, is set to commemorate World Red Cross Day on May 8th with a major public outreach event titled Walk for Humanity, aligning with this year's global theme, United for Humanity. The day marks the 198th birth anniversary of Jean-Henri Dunant, the visionary founder of the International Committee of the Red Cross and the first recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize. This year's theme, United for Humanity, emphasizes solidarity in the face of increasing global challenges, including conflicts and attacks on humanitarian workers. Speaking at the press briefing, officials of IRCSN, led by its General Secretary, Akale Kamo, highlighted that the theme seeks to reclaim the narrative in the face of dehumanizing trends, reminding society that both volunteers and beneficiaries are human beings, not statistics. Convener of the organizing committee, Kyocha Nautisike, said the event will begin at 7 a.m. from the Red Cross Complex in Kohima, proceeding to the old NSD main town area. At the culmination point, she said, local MLA Dr. Tsilutyor Hutso would share a motivational health talk on health as a medical professional. And Nagaland Lokayukta Nino Iralu today said, academic excellence must be seen only as the beginning of a longer journey defined by attitude, adaptability and continuous learning. She was speaking as the chief guest at a felicitation program to honor the HSLC and HSSLC 2026 examination toppers organized by the Dimapur unit of All Nagaland Private Schools Association. Congratulating the students for their outstanding performance, Ms. Iralu said that while academic marks represent an important milestone, true success in life depends on a positive mindset, confidence and the ability to adapt to changing circumstances. During the program, 26 HSLC toppers and 31 HSSLC toppers were felicitated. In addition, 42 subject teachers were also honored for their contribution to student success. Now to end the news, the headlines once again. Governor Yadav says Bharat Scouts and Guides is a voluntary, non-political and educational movement for young people. CMO Kohima, Dr. Konyak, says health department is committed to uphold health care as a fundamental right. Nagaland Jail Committee conducts joint inspection at central and district jails. And Tupema and Ungma villages celebrate 25 years of brotherhood. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.